Well, Gareth, first and foremost, beautiful sunny day. After three abandonments out of four, you must be really delighted to see those clear blue skies and the sun creeping through.
Yeah, absolutely. Chomping at the bit coming down through the lakes today. You could see all the people out enjoying the sunshine, and hopefully we can enjoy it ourselves today here at Furness for the first time this season, really.
It's been certainly a frustrating start for you, especially on the back of what was a successful campaign last season, finishing just shy of the top of the table with Carlisle pipping you to the post. It must make you really eager now to get out here with the conditions that you've got today.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we've got problems of our own back home with the square situation we have at Cockermouth, so that's taken up quite a lot of time. So actually getting out onto the field is the easy part of the job of being involved with the club. So yeah, obviously the ground looks beautiful here as always at Furness, and we're looking forward to a good game, which is always the case between these two sides.
Was it always going to be a case of a bit of a struggle to try and replicate the start that you had the last campaign, coming second in the way that you did?
We feel we can really build upon that. I mean, unfortunately, we lost out to a rained off game last year, losing out by 4 points. Two semi-finals, we had to play the Hickson Cup semi-final with all our county players missing, and T20 finals did the same. So we felt as though we had a lot to sort of go out and prove this year. Unfortunately, two rain-offs and a poor performance at Whitehaven have kind of left us a little bit behind the eight ball. But obviously still early days in the season, so plenty of cricket to go.
I suppose that's the big thing going forward, isn't it? I mean, fine well the weather's going to get better as the summer progresses. It gives you that ample time, doesn't it, to start pushing forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're going to lose a game, probably first or second game of the season is the time to do it. It gives you that sort of kick up the backside that you need sometimes to be a little bit more ruthless with the bat and a little bit more focused with the ball and things like that. So maybe getting it out of the way early, has kind of reset the focus a little bit. And we came back for the game last week against Keswick, and we'd have won that game had it not been for the rain. So that would have kind of offset it and given us that confidence, picking up 10 points. But unfortunately, the weather in Cockermouth wasn't conducive to finishing the game off.
I was going to say, I mean, the way that you went about things, I mean, a fantastic score that you put on in that game against Keswick. It must give you that hope that as long as the conditions stay right for you, that the results will start to come.
Oh, definitely. When you look at on paper at our side, I think same as Furness and Carlisle, the other top sides in the league, they're really good sides, and we would count ourselves in that sort of challenging pack of really wanting to drive on and win the league. So yeah, I mean, on paper, definitely, it's getting out there, applying yourselves in the middle, and making sure that you don't give your wickets away cheaply and things like that, so that you give yourself the best chance of winning every game.
And the arrival of your pro, Samina, and what can you say about him and the impact he's had for you?
Yeah, he's settled into the club really well. Obviously, it's been a little bit disjointed having two of the three rained off and, not being able to get into a settled rhythm. But in terms of the way he's settled in and his family have settled into the town, absolutely fantastic. He's joined in with the coaching sessions three or four nights a week. He's been a real breath of fresh air to the club. We were obviously lucky with Mikhail last year. Unfortunately, he couldn't come back, but we've certainly hit the jackpot in terms of Samira as a person. He's been brilliant so far for us.
I mean, you couldn't ask as well, probably for a better advertisement for what Cockermouth is more than capable of. That fantastic documentary that came up, the Ben Stokes one. I mean, have you had a lot of people wanting to get involved a lot more on the back of that?
Yeah, I mean, we've always been lucky with junior numbers, right the way from, obviously, before Ben's time and since. We've always been lucky with juniors. The area does attract cricketers, and we are quite fortunate where you see some clubs junior sections dwindling and struggling for numbers and games being called off and abandoned. We've always been lucky. That interest certainly is enhanced by Ben doing what he does on the international stage and in franchise cricket around the world, so it definitely doesn't do us any harm, and certainly gives the club a bit of kudos as well in the appeal to people.
And I mean, I know this interview won't go out until after the game's well underway, but in terms of your own squad for today, I mean, who do you think will be the key players for you going forward?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I think we're quite strong both sides of the game, really. You look at our sort of county players in terms of Sam Sharp, Matthew Siddall, Matthew Semple. In the batting, we've got plenty of batting as well. So I think we're a good all-round side. I think it's just more a case of being able to really be ruthless on the field, in the sense of making sure you take care of, if you get in and get the chance to score runs, making sure you don't give it away. When you've got the ball in hand, ball in partnerships, which is something that we've done really well, which is why we've been fairly consistently finishing high in the league over the past few years. We could see that last week in the game against Keswick after the Whitehaven defeat, that we came out and we really sort of applied ourselves in that way. So hopefully, if we can carry the performance from the Keswick game into the rest of the season, and today in particular against an excellent Furness team, it'll give us a best chance of getting a challenge in for the title, definitely.
All the best, Dick.
Thanks a lot.